This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 2.5 hours here on ESPN 97.5. Raheel joins us at 9. Glad you could join us this morning to talk about the Super Bowl matchup, the Patriots in the... I was thinking about this. How is it in this day and age, with as many people as we have who love sports, and if you have any inkling of any talent whatsoever... Nowadays, back in the day, you know, go to school and become an insurance agent, son. That sports thing isn't going to work out.
Or maybe guys were on the farm, helping families on the farm so they didn't play.
Yeah.
Or they were black, weren't allowed to play, Dell.
What?
What? Barnstorming league, hello.
But why? Yeah. Or, yeah, you gotta help the family. You're 12. You need to get to work, son. Yeah, true.
You're not playing baseball. You're gonna do what your father did, which is slaughter cattle.
That's right. And bale hay. That's what we do. And nowadays, you would think LeBron James with 7 straight NBA Finals, Tom Brady going to his 8th Super Bowl. You would think it would be impossible in this day and age of all the people who love sports. And if you have, again, any talent whatsoever, you were going to push it to the max and we're going to get you the best coaching and you're going to go to the best and you're going to be as good as you can possibly. And yet these guys are dominating their sport. No one has dominated their sports before. Now, Michael Jordan dominated the sport before, obviously.
Wilt
only got one title.
Bill Russell, but that's when there were 4 teams.
Yeah, 4 teams. And it was all white guys and the Celtics.
And no one could ever change teams.
Yeah, right.
You signed a contract that was open-ended. Right. There was no, is there an end date on this? Hey. Nope, not until you start baling hay.
No, and by the way, the Celtics were just better at picking guys than anybody else. Yeah, they knew how to do it, and apparently everybody else was Rick Smith. No, out of nowhere. Why? Why has Rick got to catch it? So, but how...
Well, you threw it. I don't know why he's got to catch it.
Well, how in the world are these guys with how important sports is in American history right now, and football is, how are they, and basketball, how are they dominating so? It's just, I think it speaks to their greatness more than anything, right?
Yeah, it has to. Brady coming back without Gronk is pretty substantial. But, you know, he did it with the help of some pass interference penalties, no question. And if that's what happens, that's what happens. The one thing that A.J. Bouye has always struggled with at times is getting handsy down the field. And he got caught with it last week against the Steelers, and he got caught with it this week against Brandon Cooks. Although one of them was Jalen's and one of them was Bouye's. But they gained 70 yards on pass interference penalties. It was huge.
The one along the sideline is questionable. They're both, you know, hand fighting, but he rode him out of bounds. So, you know, I can see where Jaguar fans and people who bet all that money on the plus 270 money line were pissed off, like my buddies who were pissed off going, you know, come on. The other one was pass interference. I don't think there's any question about that. Here he is. He's riding him out of bounds. And, I get it. They're both hand fighting, but, you know, it's not like Cooks was running out of bounds on his own.
John, the Jags could have also gone to the Super Bowl. There was some work to be done here.
Oh, yeah.
There was some work to be done here. Who was it last week that I had on? No, I didn't have anyone on. It was a conversation. Who was it that said they could set the record for penalties this week? Because they have to do everything they can to make sure that what was
a bit surprising was that fumble recovery by Miles Jack. I was shocked.
You were?
Shocked.
That to me was an open.
Holding the ball up against his leg. I was shocked that the ref said, "Oh no, it's Jaguar."
Were you
ball.
Really? You got to finish. It's the same way. Once you lose possession, which the ball was out, it's an open possession. He didn't finish with it. To me, that was an easy one, although that place erupted when they made that.
However, I get that. It was an easy one. However, I'm still shocked.
Yeah, I get it.
It went against the Patriots.
All I could hear in the stands, I'm listening. I'm up here actually working, and I'm watching on my, like, I've got it on my TV, but it's delayed. So late in games, I had to come out here and watch on that because I heard somebody go, "Oh, my God!" And I'm like, God, I'm not going to be able to do this, you know, because I'm watching on the stream, on the CBS stream, on my phone, like on TV, and I was going back between tape, and like every play, there's a button I could push that can toggle. So I'm watching tape, and then I'm watching the game. Well, you know, here's one thing. That game went almost exactly the way I felt it would go, where there, I mean, exactly the way. The Bullies are too much. Like, there was no way New England was going to like playing them because their defensive front's too much for the offensive line.
They gave Brady plenty.
He still got sacked, a lot of protection. Four times.
But he had plenty of time. I was shocked. There were times that they would do a lot more.
That's because they didn't blitz.
Yeah, they didn't blitz at all. Tom Coughlin. That's what he's going to do, right?
That was
he's
going
to rush to four.
Well, that's not Tom Coughlin. It's Doug Marone's team. No, it's John. Remember?
Yeah.
But no, I mean Jacksonville. Tom Brady didn't do anything till the fourth quarter. I thought Jacksonville. Jalen Ramsey on Gronk was, although they didn't. They said they were going to do that, or Tony Romo would make it sound like that he got that from a production meeting. AJ Bouye was on it. Like, they weren't making automatic Jalen Ramsey on Gronk. And every once in a while he would be. Gronk was ineffective, and we'll get to the concussion play. But I felt like that game went exactly. Jacksonville got off to the start. They were physical. They had really physically outmatched the Patriots. And then at the end, it comes down to, do you have a quarterback who can make enough plays? And here's the bottom line. No matter what anyone wants to say, they couldn't get first downs and get out of their side of the field. They couldn't. Blake Bortles couldn't do it. And you can say what you want. I mean, if I were them, I would have started running zone reads. Just say, run, Blake. I know you're not going to throw it.
Yeah, right. He didn't run as much as I thought he was going to.
And I thought, the one thing is, one guy, what it came down to is one team has a quarterback who can make a play when you really need it, and one team doesn't.
Yep.
And Jaguar fans can say whatever they want, and people can try to do whatever they want to big up, you know, he got here, he played a good game, and Tony Romo, he should be very proud of the game he played. That's all fine and good. The fact still remains, Blake Bortles just can't make enough plays if you need him to, because Jacksonville at the end needed him to make plays.
Right, yeah.
Don't tell me about the Steeler game. I don't care about the Steeler game. I'm talking about when it's Super Bowl, time to get to a Super Bowl. I just don't think he's a guy in 8 out of 10 times that can make the plays.
No, when after Brady took the lead at 24-20.
Oh, you knew that.
You knew it was over. You knew it was over. First of all, you knew Brady was going to do that.
Yep.
And secondly,
all this felt predetermined.
Brady was going to bring them back. He was going to win the game, and you knew that Blake Bortles didn't have enough in him to bring them back and drive them down the field and score to win the game. You just knew that. There was no chance whatsoever. It looked like I thought that in the second half, first of all, they weren't doing a lot of the same things. I thought, you know, there was no place for Leonard Fournette to run, but he wasn't running with the same. They were kick ass in the first half.
I think that, you know, they said he re-aggravated the ankle, which he's been re-aggravating ankle injuries for like 3 years now.
It's him.
It's unbelievable. That's a big concern. If I'm the Jacksonville Jaguars, if you date back to, this is his rookie season. He's had aggravated and re-aggravated. That was his whole junior year as well. This is two straight years of ankle issues. Well, I would be very concerned.
He's Steph Curry without the championships.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, he's going to have that forever.
I would be very worried about that. But, it really, truly did feel like they were just playing to hang on.
Yeah.
And that's not unusual. That's a team that has never been there before. You're in Foxborough. It's Tommy. It's Belichick. It's a bunch of crazy Southies in the stands threatening your parents and threatening your children and your girlfriends in the stands, throwing things on them. But they faltered at the end. I think it's a passing of the torch, though. To me, I think the Bullies do nothing but get better in the offseason. They have a draft. They'll hyper-focus on their needs, which they're on a lot of needs. And I think, to me, and I know it's not going to be this way in Vegas, but I think next year they're the team to beat. I think Jacksonville is going to be the team to beat, because we see this passing of the torch We saw it with the Bull Pistons over the Celtics and then Bulls over the Pistons. And we've seen it with the Philadelphia Eagles at one point in the NFC. And you just, I recognize this. This looks familiar where a team, look at their roster. Their roster's way more talented than the New England Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
It's more talented than anybody in the AFC.
Yeah, no question. So and they got the defense to build it. So with their first pick at what, 27 or whatever they're picking? 26, 27, 28?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson?
I don't know.
Or Baker Mayfield if he's still there?
This is where you get in trouble thinking, well, he got us here.
That is trouble.
This is where you get yourself in trouble. And my guess is they wouldn't draft a quarterback. You know what? If they want a quarterback, I'd move up to get him. I have no idea where Baker's going to go. Let me just put it this way. Baker comes from a spread system, which historically has not done well in the NFL draft. In the NFL, he has a sub-6-foot quarterback, or maybe six. But he's a short quarterback. Historically, they have not done well in mass, and they're certainly not drafted early.
Well, how about Mason Rudolph, if he's there?
Yeah, I don't think he's good enough. I don't think he's good enough. Not after watching him. You know what? If you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, you're this close, sell out, move up, and go get. If you really like Baker, if you really like Josh Rosen, if you really like whoever, right? They're on the precipice of taking over the AFC. This looks like the Warriors. Do whatever it takes to get a quarterback. Because here's what they're going to do. They're going to say, except for the fact that Coughlin doesn't strike me as a let's sit tight and see what happens. He strikes me as a no-nonsense, he's not good enough. You know what I mean? He's that guy who might say he's not good enough. You know what the Texans would say?
Look how far he got us.
He got us pretty far. And then the fans would go, this is as far as we've ever gotten. And it's a little bit disrespectful. We'll be talking about Matt Schaub being right. Let's give him an extension. Okay, I guess. And then he starts to squeal every time the Patriots come after him. You know, to me, isn't it obvious though? Blake Bortles isn't good enough.
23 of 36, 293 yards.
No, it looks good, right?
And a touchdown and no interceptions.
Yeah, you look at that and you say, "Hey, that's good enough." And that will be the argument. Did you feel if you feel like and you know that he has no chance of bringing you back if you get behind?
No.
That should be your answer. And if Tom Coughlin in his heart says, man, I know we can't come back from this, then he's got to make a change.
How many quarterbacks in that scenario do you believe had a chance to come back? Like, if you can start going down the league and say, this guy, I mean, in Foxborough. Oh,
Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger. Like, I mean, probably the names. I mean, I think Matt Stafford maybe could have. Aaron Rodgers for sure could.
Do you have to get to a second hand?
Oh, why? I mean, Dak Prescott could have taken him back.
Yeah,
why could have Dak Prescott in that situation in Foxborough?
Yeah.
Why?
We saw it last year.
He's got talented.
He didn't win a playoff game.
Cam Newton could have.
Aaron Rodgers
had
time.
On the road in New England.
Yes. Why not? They're talented enough.
Deshaun Watson
The difference is they're talented enough and Blake Bortles isn't.
Well, Blake Bortles was at the 30-something yard line with plenty of time and he got sacked and got stripped because James Harrison apparently can still beat off of the tackles. So let's be clear. It wasn't like first down inside the Patriots 40 and then a sack occurred that pushed him back and kind of ended
that
game.
He was also not able to get first downs previously.
But we're talking about
the field got flipped and he couldn't flip it back.
But we're talking about in this specific situation, did he have a chance to come back? What was he inside the 40 with the first down when he hit D.D. Westbrook?
Did you feel like at any point he had a chance
to come
back?
I didn't feel like it when he got sacked by James Harrison. When I thought the game was over.
Did you
feel? I felt like he wasn't going to get it done anyway.
Well, my point is, you talk about Blake Bortles, and I don't care about defending Blake Bortles, but in that situation, in that game against the Patriots in Foxborough, how many quarterbacks make that play?
Well, then you've got if you're this talented and you're this good as a roster, like you could seriously be hardcore Super Bowl contenders for about five straight years. It doesn't make sense. If you have a chance to get better than Blake, you can sit and hope and wish and think, and maybe this is year. Maybe he could have done it if he hadn't gotten sacked. You can hem and haw all that stuff. In your heart of hearts, you know he's not good.
My point is, there are like five guys who I would have trusted to make that play.
I don't believe that at all.
Why?
I believe if you're a more talented guy, you might be able to get Deshaun Watson could get it done.
How many playoff wins does Phillip Rivers have?
It doesn't matter.
He's got to be able to get there. If you're talented enough to lead a team down the field.
We're talking about talent is not the only thing that plays a part in leading a team down the field. Because Philip Rivers is, I would say, obviously he's had a great career, but for whatever reason, when it comes to playoff time or even getting there, it just doesn't work. Maybe it's just an organization or whatever. Mm-hmm. There, I would put the list, I would probably get to my, I wouldn't get to my second hand of guys I would have trusted to lead a team down the field in that
then you need situation. Then you need a first, situation. Then you know what you need? You need a first-hand quarterback.
Well, yeah, you do.
So you need to go do something instead of wait and pray and him and Hall. Luckily for the Texans, my guess is that's an organization that would go, well, he threw for 293, one touchdown and no interceptions. His quarterback efficiency was good. And they'll make the same mistake that every organization. And frankly, I should want them to do that because,
yes.
Because if they get a real quarterback, it's an absolute wrap in the AFC, I think. A real quarterback. Philip Rivers as a Jacksonville Jaguar, they're in the Super Bowl.
Even Alex Smith with it as a Jacksonville Jaguar.
Matt Stafford as a Jaguar, probably Super Bowl.
Alex Smith was on the, what were they, the second seed or the one seed last year, and he didn't get the job done last year.
He didn't have that defense, and he had a good defense, but.
He was at home and didn't get the job done against the Steelers.
Andy Reid.
Well, you know who gets the job done against the Patriots? That kind of defense, like Denver's defense.
All I'm pointing out is we point to Alex Smith. He had an opportunity last year and didn't get it done at home.
All right. He didn't get it. So that doesn't mean he can't get it done, though. Alex Smith can get it done.
Have we seen Alex Smith get it done?
Yes, he's talented enough to get it done.
I haven't seen it, and he's 32 now. So how many opportunities is he going to get it done?
Well, if he gets on that with that kind of with that defense next year, I'm going to tell you what. I would make – you're right. I think that would be the favorite.
He had a better team last year and didn't get it done at home.
I don't know that he didn't have a better defense.
The Chiefs were really good last year.
Really good, but they're not this defense.
Well, we've seen Alex
Smith. Here was the problem with that defense yesterday. They didn't get to Brady enough. They just didn't with their front four, and I thought they would.
How about you get a sack him like five times?
Yeah. but you got to make him hurry more. He had plenty of time back there.
They really had three great quarters, and in the fourth quarter, they were like, just don't lose. Just don't lose.
To me, it's
just
not about the sack. Oh, quite frankly, a couple of the sacks, Brady, he was kind of dancing around. Yeah.
I think I would have started blitzing him in the fourth.
Yes.
I think I would
bring some heat on him.
Because he looked a little shaky at times.
Absolutely did. 716 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk a little bit about being a champion. Oh, well, what were we doing?
Being a champion. Whoa.
Okay. Hey. Huh? It should be called.
What about energy companies called Bortles? Where it's okay.
Right. No.
Our price point's decent.
No.
It's our customer service is okay.
No. This is Brady.com. Okay. That's what champion is. Okay. It ain't Bortles.
I feel a lawsuit coming.
It ain't Bortles.
John, cease and desist, John.
Listen, all I know is that it's way more like Brady than it is Bortles, so stop already. If you're looking for a champion, it's 1560energy.com. Stop already paying more than you have to, and I'm telling you, you're paying more than you have to. Even if you go, well, look at the rates over here. Well, look at the rate over there, but then look at all the fees that they charge you. It's stupid. They make up all of these different stupid fees just to get that money anyway. They will lure you with lower rates and then crush you with fees. What you need to do right now is go to 1560energy.com, get the best service, and get the lowest rate right now. Get the lowest payment right now at 1560energy.com, 281-653-5090, promo code 1560.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Like I said earlier, I don't understand. I was pissed because I seen Amendola headbutt the hell out of Gip in front of the ref. Y'all don't call nothing in. He pushed him after, but y'all waiting for Gip to push. Like, it don't make no sense.
So the two calls that you specifically had the most problem with were the non-call on Gilmore and the one down the field on you?
And the one where I'm going to defend my teammates. And y'all see it on film and on TV, the one where Amendola came and headbutt Gip. Right after the whistle was blown, right in front of them. I'm just asking how y'all going to let them do that. I understand y'all going to let us play, but certain stuff, we know they're trying to instigate stuff. But my man, they headbutted my man. Like, come on, man.
That's former Texans A.J. Bouye crying like a trick yesterday. I don't know. That comes off as very sour grapes to me. You just got beat. Your defense also allowed in a score instead of keeping them to a field goal. Stop crying. You knew you were. I mean, you're on a road in New England up against the Super Bowl where it's potentially Bortles Foles. You're going to have to make plays to win. You know, how they going to do that to my mans? What? Well, do what? Jalen, it was a clear penalty with Jalen. What? And what is he talking about? Headbutt. What is he even talking about?
He said Amendola headbutted Gibson. Maybe it was off camera, but that's what he said.
Oh, my God. Who cares? You're able to knock their best player out of the game for just a 15-yard penalty. I would trade that every day.
Oh, yeah.
You knocked their best player other than Brady out of the game, and you didn't win. Stop crying, AJ. Stop crying. You couldn't beat him without Gronk. I don't want to hear anything else.
To your point, they had Blake Bortles.
No. That's true, but they also had a big lead.
It was 10.
No, it was 11, 14 to 3.
It was 14-10 at the half. It's not that big of a lead.
That was the thing about that game. They had to have a bigger lead because it was the same thing in Pittsburgh. They're up 21-0 and Pittsburgh just dominated the second half. You knew that New England was going to be able to come back from a 4-point lead.
Don't have a quarterback that can put a foot on a neck.
That's right.
That's a true.
Well, they did score a point. Now, again,
that's true, yeah.
The difference between that game and last week's Pittsburgh game, Ben throws a pick to Miles Jack inside the 20-yard line, and Ben fumbles for a touchdown. I mean, Brady doesn't make those kind of mistakes. That's why it wasn't a 42-45 game. It was a 24-20 game because Brady's not making those kind of mistakes. Sure, they'll punt it away. Brady was, for the most part, they kept the Patriots in check offensively for the most part. But you know what? If Brady's down by three at the end of a game, it's over. And as long as they were within shouting distance and the Jags couldn't put them away, Brady was going to win that football game.
You've
That's all there is to
be able to
it.
Finish games, put people away like your Houston Rockets did with the Warriors.
How about that?
Warriors tried to come back, and what happened to them? They got punked because too much defense was going on with your Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
So you got to learn to finish. They played a great game. Put people on the popcorn popper at the end of the game with a little step back. Blah, 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 blah.
That was sweet. James knocking down that three. Yeah, you know what?
And they made a run. Now I'm like, oh, crap. Here come the Warriors. And then they just couldn't get over the hump. Mm-mm. Houston just had too much offense. They had the ability to keep Golden State off of them. And then they also played some defense, and Golden State had some misses. And, you know, that was a really good win, though. Good win to reaffirm, okay, when we're healthy, we can play with anybody in this league.
Formidable basketball team. There's no question about that. And to hold them to 108, yeah, especially it's the Rockets, you know. That's a really, really nice win. Is it an indicator of what could happen in the postseason?
I think so.
Do you?
I don't make them the favorite, but yeah, absolutely. I think that you're seeing they used to not even be able to beat Golden State in regular season games. Then no chance against Golden State ever. You would agree, this is their best opportunity to beat Golden State, the way they're built.
Absolutely.
So I think you've got
best opportunity doesn't mean I think that they can do it, though.
Well, that's fine because Vegas is going to have Golden State as the favorite.
Oh,
too.
Huge favorite.
And you're not going to have, chances are you're not going to have home court advantage. I mean, you got to try to work to get to that spot again, but it's going to be tough. But yeah, I think the Rockets absolutely have a shot at beating Golden State because they match up better with them. I'm not saying they're the favorite, but yeah, I give Houston a fighting chance for sure. I mean, you got to have James making plays like that at the end of the game instead of just saying, nah.
Instead of
turning over 12. But I think having Chris Paul, instead of James handling the ball, potentially late in games. Like, we saw them switch ball handlers. I think it was a game before that one, where that's the one thing I like. At any given time, Chris Paul can take over the ball and not have to be Mr. Turnover. Like, when it was just James, it was like, well, if he has 12 turnovers, he has 12 turnovers. Nothing you can do. Now you can say, take James off the ball. Chris, go get it. And Chris will probably, you don't even have to tell him, Chris will just go snatch it away. So that's a big advantage, not having to have hella turnovers.
If Chris plays like he did the other night, holy crap. But, I mean, Lamont's talking about empirical data of Deshaun Watson being able to beat the Patriots in the final minutes. You mean like the national championship games? Those,
they're not the Patriots.
No, they're not the Patriots. They're better.
Oh, yes.
They're better.
They are the college Patriots.
Yes, they're the college Patriots. Yes, they are.
Alabama's and, oh, by the absolutely way,
when did, college when did Deshaun ever have an opportunity?
That's
oh, by the way, point. Deshaun put that, up how many against,
actually
against
his
New
point.
England?
There is no evidence one way or the other.
Yeah, we do. We have one sample. We have sample size of one.
It's
and
a
it was
regular
pretty good.
Season game in, what, September, October? No one cares about that.
Bill O'Brien took the ball out of his hands. And, oh, by the way, they were leading.
What? Are we really going to point to a regular season game as a comparison to a national?
Well, you're trying to narrow the sample size where it's impossible to try to come up with anybody.
I didn't say it's impossible. He's
who's
the
ever
one
done,
who said
we're,
there's
we're
no
talking
evidence.
About the talent to do it. Just because you haven't done it yet doesn't mean that you can't.
It's an opinion. I am of the opinion that Deshaun Watson has the ability to lead you back in games.
And
yes,
apparently
that's
his
my opinion.
Opinion is there's nothing that says he would do
well,
that.
Why? Because he's a rookie. He played six games. Of course.
He played
don't talk
six
to me.
Games. Of course he hasn't played in the postseason.
Well, he's the one. But Lamont is going to eliminate everyone without a sample size. This is an opinion. This
and that's
is an opinion.
His, apparently.
That's
what
fine.
Empirical data could you possibly have?
With six, yeah, with a sample
he
size.
He played
six
games and injured his knee. How in the hell are you supposed to have empirical data?
I don't have to have empirical data. Data with to have an opinion, and my opinion is this is going to be a guy who has what it takes to lead you back.
Absolutely,
in
I've seen it with
I've
my
seen,
human eyes.
I've seen Dak Prescott do it too, although I don't know that he can do it on a consistent basis. Like, what you want to find? Look, I think Blake Bortles could do it 1 out of 10 times, maybe 2 out of 10s. 2 out of 10. You got to find somebody who can do it 4 and 5 times out, maybe 5 times out of 10, who can go down and get that. That's what you're looking for, right? Every quarterback could probably do it once, maybe twice, out of 10 opportunities in a game. You need guys who other team goes, uh-oh.
That's it.
I feel like Deshaun Watson is an uh-oh
that
quarterback.
That is exactly it, because a defense will choke a Blake Bortles team. We are going
they're
to...
They're confident.
We are going to just choke these receivers. Yeah, maybe they'll be able to get he'll be able to throw deep on us. Maybe, but I'm gonna bet he can't, because everything is gonna have to be a slant across. By
Russell
the way,
Wilson is an uh-oh quarterback. I do think
that the other team you believe can beat you
historically from a comeback standpoint. Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers, Eli Manning. There's been now. I don't really trust Eli now necessarily, which is, and I'm not super into Alex Smith either. But I don't know that you get into that fourth quarter scenario if you have
well,
guys
Eli
who are better
has
game
a
managers.
Fourth quarter scenario. I mean, there's nobody that was better in a fourth quarter
he
than
did.
Eli.
He was.
He was. It's, now yeah, we don't know. We don't know. Yeah, obviously, because they're not any good, and he's older. You know, Andrew Luck, when he comes back, you know what, though? You know what I know? I know he ain't going to be scared of the situation.
No.
And I know Deshaun ain't going to be scared of the situation.
No.
You know, that's a key.
They have to prove it, but yeah, I feel like he would be a guy. And no, you can't have him, Jacksonville.
No.
Can't have Mike Vrabel's going to Tennessee. Thoughts on that?
Okay. Biggest news from the weekend. Rockets beating Warriors.
I feel like Rockets over Warriors is bigger than Vrabel going to the
Vrabel
Titans.
Going to, really?
Yeah, I feel like it. Yeah. You have Romeo Crennel there. I would assume maybe Crennel takes over that position again. They
yeah,
were pretty
I would
good
assume,
with
you
Romeo.
Would assume. Yeah. Yeah. Or the AFC and NFC championship games. Biggest news.
Oh, locally? No, I think it's I think local teams still matter more than AFC, NFC championship games, I think. You did have Case in one of them. Thoughts
not for
prayers?
Not for long. Not for long.
Del, good. What question? So we'll revisit Del's question from last week in the three. Which quarterbacks
will we?
Stood the most to
are we?
Lose?
What, doesn't Del decide
yeah.
what the three
are
is?
We
when
just
are
deciding
you?
What?
Hey, when
no,
are you?
No, no, no. I'm not
since
doing
when
that.
Did you,
it won't
when,
be the
when
three.
When did you take over the three?
No, it won't be the three. I want to revisit the question he asked.
Why
last
is he?
Week.
Why is he? Why is he C-blocking
well,
on the three?
Anytime anything dealing with black people come up, you mention me, so everyone has their thing, I guess.
I guess everybody has their thing. Now he's going to take over the three? He's going to take over the three?
I mentioned a barnstorming league once.
Okay.
And apparently...
Last time I checked,
but
no, Nigerian, right, no Nigerian players in the barnstorming league.
Then you went right to Del, though.
Yeah, you did go right to me. Apparently, the Texans have already moved Romeo Crennel back to defensive coordinator, so that's a done
good
deal.
Yeah, good for them.
Apparently, I've already moved... Nah, I don't really have a segue. I do know this. Men's Tee Clinic, there's a third location opening up. I think it's I think it's about to open. I need to check because it might be open now. It's going to be in Pearland, 288 in Shadow Creek Ranch. You're going to be able to find your Men's Tee Clinic there. I go to the one that's at 1801 Durham and I-10. I can tell you this. if I didn't have my testosterone level back to the level it should be, there's no way I'd be able to put in. I had an 80-hour work week last week. I would just be absolutely dead. But there's something about your testosterone level being where it needs to be, where your energy level gives you what you need so you can get through your workday, your workouts, whatever it is. And you have more drive. It could be more drive with libido. It could be more drive at the workplace. It could be just more drive to live a life that is fun. Go do things on the weekend. If you're just sitting there on the couch and you're in a funk because you can't get out of it, there's a chance your testosterone level has dropped to a number that is not good for your quality of life. Get your quality of life back. Go get your testosterone tested. And if it's low, they can start your treatment at Men's T Clinic. It's safe, it's effective, and it's affordable. Most insurance companies are going to cover that for you. So make that call today at 713-568-1175. That's 713-568-1175. Set up your consultation, or you can drop in as well. Two locations for sure. One is at 290 and Barker Cypress out there in Cypress. The other location is at 1801 Durham and I-10, and a new location opening soon in Pearland at 288 and Shadow Creek Ranch. It's mensteaclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance with you, along with Dell, 713-780-3776. If you disagree or agree or whatever you want to do here, you're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776 here on ESPN 97.5.
How much cap space is needed? You know, people have been asking me, what do you think about them going after Kirk Cousins? Which, yeah, I mean, Kirk Cousins would be fine, too, in Jacksonville. But I'm looking at their cap space available. It says $25,797,000. But, I mean, that's 19th in the league. And I don't know if that take like, I don't know.
Well, you can backload it, too. You can.
You have to sign draft picks. I guess this accounts for everyone's contracts. Because it says it's 2018 salary cap. And yeah, you could potentially maneuver around. I guess they could sign a real quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I don't know that they would, though. I don't know. I don't know if they'd.
Well, I would go get a young guy. I would
try
to
groom him.
I believe more in Mason Rudolph than you do. I think Mason Rudolph has a chance to be good.
I'd look at Baker if I were them. I like Baker. I think he's a little. I'm not 100% sure that Baker is going to just kill the NFL because he's in complete command of that offense, but I just don't see anyone running that offense that Oklahoma runs. You know what I mean? So you're going to have to mix and match. But I feel like Baker's little swagger is going to would play well there. He's accurate.
Yeah, he's really accurate.
I think that
especially
think
his deep ball. And don't forget they get Allen Robinson back next year.
Yeah, their wide receiver one hasn't played all year.
Right. That's where they're lacking. They need that back. They needed more big play guys.
Who do you like better next year, Titans or Texans in division? Or Colts? I'll throw them out there.
I like Texans better than Titans.
Come back. Yeah. I think I do too.
Yeah.
I think I do too. And I'm not sure why. I think they're pretty much on even footing.
I think it's a Jags-Texans matchup next year.
In the division?
And again, I'm not putting anything past it. I know that they're great and they have an unbelievable all of these defensive players and they've been, number four changes everything. I know there's a lack of talent and all of that, but number four changed an entire organization last year. And maybe I'm overplaying it, but when you go from one of the worst offenses, which they were under Brock, to one of the best offenses under Deshaun without changing much of anything. As a matter of fact, they got worse on the offensive line than they were in 2016. They were way worse on the offensive line. And you averaged 33 points a game with Deshaun. I'm sorry. I'm not doubting anything that dude can do.
I need to see it a second year.
Oh, absolutely.
I need to see it a second because I thought the same thing. I thought RG3 was going to change all of football. and that didn't happen.
Why are you kicked RG3 out of your filthy mouth?
Well, but RG3 was able to, a big part of what he did was also being able to run. I mean, that's where I struggle with Lamar Jackson, because a big part, more than any other player since Michael Vick, he is a running quarterback. Like, a big part of his success.
Okay, let me ask you a question. And RG3, you take the running part out of his game and he's done. Do you believe that Deshaun is done if you take the running part out of his game?
I think he's a better passer than RG3. And he's a better passer than Dak Prescott, who also struggled in year two.
Yeah.
So I just know that year two is the year that people study you on tape and they come in with little different game plans and things like that. I would bet on Deshaun. I'm much more concerned about the knees than I am not being prepared for the changes teams make. I think he's a counterpuncher. I really do. He works. I think he can counter what your counters are, and he can overcome any adversity. I'm really more worried about two ACL injuries over a 4-year span. That concerns me a little bit.
Not me so much. Is that other knee that was surgically repaired is fine. Mm-hmm. And it's not the problem. And so
do they make it bigger and stronger once you have surgery?
Yes.
Because you know what? He could be a guy who plays with braces and just like, oh, I can't run anymore.
Well, that's okay. I'll still take Deshaun passing.
Deshaun passing only would be okay. I don't know.
He's still gonna have mobility. He still had mobility with one knee injury.
I don't want to ever see him wear a brace, though.
Let's get Dean Smith in here. Dean Smith. It's just not the North Carolina coach, is it? Hey, Dean Smith.
No, I wish it was.
You wish you were Dean Smith, the North Carolina? Then you know what? You'd be choking on a heater right now.
Is he alive? Correct.
Is Dean Smith alive or dead?
No, he's been dead.
Yeah. He's dead.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be choking on a dirt is what you'd be
choking
on.
Well, yeah, you'd probably. Yeah, you can't be smoking a heater down there. Exactly. What's up, Dean Smith?
God, everybody's talking about the officiating and the missed call or pass interference. The thing that I noticed at the game, the Miles Jack fumble recovery, he was never touched down once he gained control of the ball. Picked up and was running for a touchdown, then the whistle was blown. There's really been no talk about that.
Well, but he took the ball away from another guy. Like, he didn't just grab it delicately. Like, that, the whole grabbing the ball away thing, it required him to touch.
There's a question whether or not, yeah, it was Lewis, Deion Lewis's, and there's a question whether or not Deion Lewis's foot was actually touched him after he was on the ground too. The two of them were rolling and he rolled over with the football. Is that considered contact and he was down, or did he have possession of the ball? I don't know. And that's not the play that lost the game for him. I know. I get it. I just don't. That was not. They gave the Jags the ball. Whether I don't know.
I'm watching a play right now. Let's see.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there was. Well, first of all, the refs made the mistake. Usually they.
But he did. He wasn't running for a touchdown. He literally just like, I've got the ball. I don't think he was even looking at it as, I'm going to go for a touchdown. He was just saying, hey, I came up with the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think that was ever in. I don't think that was ever in doubt that he was going to try to take off and run with it. And they got the ball.
And they got the ball back.
They got the ball, so it didn't matter.
Eric is here. He wants to talk on the radio. Hey, Eric, how are you doing?
All right, man. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, Eric.
Man. Go ahead.
Yep, I just got off work. A 10-hour shift. I'm listening to y'all on my way home, and y'all acting like y'all talking about the AFC like there was no NFC Championship game. What's up with the Eagles' love? No Eagles love.
Nah, because your fans are dangerous. You're clearly an Eagles fan. I read some terrible stuff about Eagles fans over the weekend. Like, Vikings fans were just pillaged when they came in town. Here's the thing about...
Did you see the Eagles fans throwing full beer cans at them as they're walking into the stadium?
Oh, yeah.
Full beer cans.
Yeah, how
did
you waste
beer? Did you see the fires
like
after the game? Did you see
did they really have fire?
Yeah, fires? Downtown Eagle fires. Downtown.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just
Eagles.
Do you know Minnesota had a report on TV that said, please be careful, Philadelphia fans are like gangs. That was an actual real report they had in Minnesota.
And?
They had to warn their fans. Now, we got to warn you here.
they're a lot like gang members and whatnot in the stands. It's a very dangerous situation, okay?
I'm telling you, the only two stadiums
Foles
that I
actually looked pretty good.
I was on the sidelines for 5 years with the Texans. The only two stadiums that I did fear.
Raiders and Eagles.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, and it was so close at one point at the Eagles stadium.
Did anyone say anything?
No. I got a full beer thrown on me. I told you that story before. I got a full beer thrown on me at Philadelphia. And I said, Mark, come on down. And I go, listen, I'm going to come back smelling like beer, but I'm going to tell you right now, guys, I'm not drinking. A dude, I was on my knee in front of the stands because it was like right next, right behind us, so that the people behind me could see because I wanted no part of that. There was a still photographer, that was standing up, and they were like, sit out. And he's like, he turned around, gave him the finger.
No!
Oh, yeah. And they were throwing beers all over me and this dude. And I'm like, oh, my God. Honestly, it was a fearful place. If I was a Minnesota Viking fan, I would not wear my jersey there.
I wouldn't even go. Yeah, I would just be like, come on, Vikings, lose.
I'd wear peach yeah. or orange or something.
I'd just wear green. I'd wear an Eagles jersey and secretly cheer for Minnesota.
Yeah.
Like, can you believe we just turned it over?
Yes.
Yay, pick six. Here's the deal. Nick Foles playing better football now. I don't give them a chance against the Patriots, I don't think. But I give him credit, though. I mean, he played well. He played really well yesterday.
He did play really well.
He's
played really well the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, he has. And it looked like it wasn't going to be good enough, but it certainly was yesterday. I mean, they smashed the Vikings. That game was a sleeper.
Listen.
Defensively, they're underrated defensively, too.
What do you ask for out of your backup quarterback? Can you go in and win me a couple of football games?
That's all you ask for.
In the playoffs?
Can you imagine?
In the NFC championship game and in the division game, can you go and win me a couple of football games?
When's the last time?
This is underrated what Nick Foles is doing.
When's the last time a backup quarterback won a Super Bowl?
Earl Morrill?
Nope. More recent. It's kind of tricky.
A backup quarterback.
Because he was technically a backup. Delvin Diesel, do you remember?
It's not my name.
Oh, Kurt Warner.
That's right. Kurt Warner is the last backup, although he played
game. Actually, Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady, but yeah, he did it since Warner, actually. No, Warner
it would
did
be
it,
Kurt
yeah,
Warner.
Yeah. No, Warner Tom was Brady, 99, yeah. Brady was 2001.
When Brady won, it ended the Rams.
Yeah. Oh,
they had won the year before.
Yeah, that's so right. Tom Brady was the backup. Actually, it was last... Oh, it's coming full circle. Here comes Nick Foles. It's the new Tom Brady.
Yeah, I'm not sure about
that. Oh, yeah. Because Tom Brady didn't look like he was going to be the greatest quarterback of all time when started.
Maybe not to you.
Now when he first came in, it was more like Deshaun versus the Bengals.
You didn't write enough words on him, apparently.
He was also only like 23 at the time. Nick Foles is what? Well, how old is Nick Foles now?
26?
6, 7? Yeah.
How long has Nick Foles been in the league?
He's been in the league like 4 years.
Nick Foles is 29. He's not going to be the next.
There's no way he's 29.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. 29 years old.
How long ago was?
Hey, that's a hell of a backup
job,
though,
dude. Crap!
I'm telling you what, he is not getting enough credit. Now we'll see how he handles. Although I'm going to tell you this, Vikings defense overall is better than the Patriots defense. And he handled that easily.
Oh yeah,
in the last eight games, the Patriots. Yeah,
two games. Yeah. I mean, 2 weeks schemed up. Matt Patricia and Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're going to show you some stuff.
Nah, Matt Patricia's too focused on the Lions' job. Yeah. He won't even be paying attention.
He's not even. He doesn't even care.
He doesn't
about
care
this.
Anymore. He's going to shave his beard.
What's
and be
the
Lions
what's
focused.
The number right now? What are
five
they looking at? The Super Bowl's 5.5. That'll last for about 30 seconds. It's probably 7 now since you just said that. Probably went 7.
since then. Hey, home is where the heart is. Time to love your home again. Whether you're ready to update your siding or you're just wondering about the benefits of updating your siding, Allied Siding and Windows, the specialist to call.
I got to call those guys. I got something with the hurricane, the side of my
house.
You
have to call them.
I got to call those guys. Leonard I had to nail the plastic. I had to nail it. It's so janky looking.
No. No, and you know what? You want to update and the curb appeal, how it's going to improve the value of your home. James Hardy Plank is the best, and Leonard's going to take care of you. I'm not even joking. He is. They're awesome over there. You never pay until the job is done, and you can get 100% financing on it too. This is it's not even arguable who you go to when you have any kind of janky stuff like Lance has got going on at his house. All right. If your siding is it took a beating from the hurricane, then you call our peeps. What they did was after the hurricane, they were helping people rebuild their homes. Now they're back. Windows. They're back to Hardy Plank. They're back to all what they used to do. Call Allied now at 713 Windows. Takes just one 30-second call to set up a 30-minute meeting. No high-pressured sales pitch. Just a free estimate. Tell them I sent you. Get a $500 Amazon certificate with a whole home siding purchase. You also get 100% financing with zero down, zero interest for 18 months. Call them at 713 Windows, 713-946-3697. Allied Siding and Windows, affordable, local, reliable.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You think smart move or bad move? Lane Johnson calling out pretty boy Tom Brady.
I don't think it matters. I mean, Tom will be ready to roll anyway, so I don't think it matters.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it gets you up
more
for the Super Bowl.
Up for a Super Bowl, Tom's already there. Did you want the Jaguars to win or lose?
No, lose. I don't want Blake Bortles in my Super Bowl.
It was just about you didn't want him ruining your Super Bowl?
Yes.
I'd have been fine if they would have lost by a little less, but.
What, four? I mean, you caught 7.5.
No, I know. Just maybe a missed extra point. Just went by 3 in the second half.
Oh, that was in the second half.
And actually, Jacksonville winning would have been even better.
Oh, it would have been better for a lot of people.
But worse, too. Potentially.
And worse, too? How could it be better and worse, too?
It could have been better, worse for Super Bowl watching.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think I would have given us a good. I mean, a Nick Foles, Blake Bortles Super Bowl. Then you're going. Well, I'm not sure about this one. Now you're like, oh, Brady versus Foles.
Does the Super Bowl really need Tom Brady to make people entertained?
Do you know people? No, the Super Bowl is going to be the Super Bowl. That's fine because you're still going to get Texans Karen like, I can't wait to see the commercials. It's going to be so good. I wish Case was going to be there.
Why does that person Case? Just want the commercials? Why can't a guy go, I just want to see the commercials?
Because it's
there
it's always
of guys
Texans
who will
Karen.
Just be there for the commercials.
Oh, no, there are. Absolutely.
I don't know why Lance has to make that a joke.
Because Texans Karen is a thing, y'all. Because she loves Case.
Maybe on that other at that other place.
Yeah, no, it's a real thing in
Houston.
Don't bring that stuff over here. No, it's a real thing, and it has been since 2000 and around. I'd say probably since 2002. Definitely since it was Arian Foster and J.J. Texans Karen is J.J.'d up for sure with her J.J. Watt jersey. Mm-hmm. But
I don't know who Texans Karen is.
It's a 790 thing. They used it a lot over there. I mean, Lance is now. I guess Michael Connor should be here.
No, it's not they. Texans Karen. If you act like so, if you don't know, then you don't go to any games ever. If you don't know who I'm talking about,
I've been to almost every single game.
Okay, let me explain her to you. Bejeweled, she's got her own JJ jersey. She's hot glued the sequence to the 99. You don't see that person. And that's this is generic. I'm not actually even talking about one person.
Is she in the
bullpen? She'll probably... No, Texans Karen would not be in a bullpen. Texans Karen would have boots on with shorts, for sure. She would get way too liquored up. She'd probably do something inappropriate with her husband.
Oh, it's not a real person.
No.
Every team has them.
The one who doesn't really know all the names of the... And there's guys are like that, too. Doesn't really know the names, but is the first to wear the Carlos Correa jersey once. Didn't watch an Astros game. Hadn't watched an Astros game since a World Series, and all of a sudden, y'all, I'm the biggest Altuve fan and have been forever, y'all. Like, no. Mm-hmm. You just started in the playoffs. Literally against the Yankees.
Let's ask Reed Ryan. Does he care if Texans care? No. No. He's glad that she just jumped
on. Just come to the game.
Yeah. But I'm not talking to Reed Ryan. I'm talking to like every other fan is actually who my target audience is on this. The ones who have to say, why are you wearing all your Astros stuff to work right now? You know, and I'm not, look, every team loves to have the bandwagon makes That's it roll. Fine. It makes it roll.
Oh, what did Jim Crane say in here?
Oh.
How awesome it is. They're still selling unbelievable no amounts
and
of.
And if I got any of that money, I would care more. But I ain't going to get any of it.
No.
But
good, good for Jim. It will be able to buy you a starting pitcher.
But good for
named
Jim.
Named Derek
yeah.
Cole.
Yeah. But if you act like Derek. Somebody. Derek Cole. So you act like. No, he did that on purpose.
Yeah, I'm
so,
aware. Because Jim Crane did it. I know.
If you act like. Let's not act like fans who've been following the teams love it when the new fans come just for the wins. Like. I've been an Astros fan for years and months and days.
So what? Why?
It's never.
No, it's awesome. You know why? Because you got fringe fans now, as opposed to the back in the 100 loss days when you had 12.
I don't like it.
I love it.
I don't like
you know
it.
What? It's jump necessary. On, Texans, Karen.
It's necessary.
Jump on.
I don't like it. At least know the players' names.
No. No.
Yes.
Just jump on.
Yes.
Just
know the
root
players
for your team. And buy another T-shirt know for our team names. So we yeah. can get more
root
pitchers.
Root for your team, except they're the first ones to disappear when, you know.
So what?
When
bye.
When you lose three in
back.
A row.
Come back.
Are you affected by them, Lance? Does it affect
yeah.
how you root for your team?
I like how Dell acts like he likes those people.
I don't care one way or the other.
No.
I don't care. I'm no. a Miami fan. If
when was the last time Dell went to a game in this city?
Exactly. Texans exactly. care doesn't affect me. I'm not a Texan fan.
Well, why are you talking so
but
much?
But if
when was the last time you went to a game?
Why are you caring?
If Hurricane Karen showed up, I wouldn't care.
No,
she doesn't affect how I root for
Texas
my team.
Texas Karen will show
well,
up.
I
want to
know something.
Games.
Does she rip the shirt in the front so it's
oh,
low?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
don't
then
you
I got
think?
No problem with
yeah,
Texas
she's
Karen
an,
being
she's
at the
she's got
game.
An ankle brace. She's got an ankle bracelet for sure because she likes the party.
And
she what? Probably lives in.
Why are you Texans Karen watching?
Greatwood
I don't
or
understand.
Katie?
Why are you C blocking Texan Karen?
I'm just not a fan.
Why?
I'm just not a fan. And well, it goes for the Texans
no,
Kevins out
No, it makes the game a lot better when Texan Ken, as
no.
opposed to Texan Ken there.
No.
All Texan Kens.
No,
you know what?
No,
we
no.
need some Texan Karens, too.
Yeah, I guess that's fine.
How
I
much
guess.
Of the fan base do you think actually knows all the players?
Knows some of them? Who doesn't say J.J. Watts? I think a higher percentage.
I bet
percentage
you if you
than,
pulled that 70 or 60, however many people show up and just started asking them players' names, there'd be a lot more Texan Karens and Kevins than you think.
Might be. I don't know. But it doesn't mean I have to like it. It doesn't mean I have to like the people who only... Because let me tell you, I'm across the board. Like, I don't like people who just cheer for LeBron and don't care about any of the teams, only LeBron fan. I get that that's what millennials do. They don't cheer. They only want to cheer for winners, and they don't want to ever cheer for a loser.
Oh,
and they
this
will
is the millennials
teams.
Things? There weren't just
no, no,
Jordan
that's a real,
fans?
No, that's a real...
You're so judgmental.
No, that's a real thing.
There weren't a thing as just Jordan fans?
No, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some that developed. Now it's just... in mass. Now it's entire groups of people who just will only cheer for teams that win. Have you seen, get to serious question, how much Patriot stuff have you seen around town over the last 10 years? I've seen a ton. That's a very provincial team. Boston, and if you're a Celtics fan, if you're a Bruins fan, a Patriots fan, a Red Sox fan, that's a very regional thing. Those fans aren't fans of any other teams, ever. Nobody. But all of a sudden, don't tell me you're a Patriot. You only are a Patriots fan because they won. If
well,
you're here in Houston.
I mean, you got a lot of people who transplanted here.
I get it. But I would say a lot of the people that I see, I don't believe are transplants. I ask them to talk, and if they don't sound like that,
if
then I say, where'd you grow up?
And if they don't sound like Sully?
Where'd you grow up?
Amati?
Katie? No.
Would you have an issue with someone coming here rooting for the Texans?
No.
Even though they're
Why
not from here?
Why would I?
So your fan,
the
your
Texans
fan,
winning?
So
are
your
the Texans
fan,
winning?
So your
championships?
Fan watching just depends
no,
on
I'm not
how
fan
you,
watching. No, I'm talking about
watching.
People. I'm talking about people who become fans of a team only when they win.
Oh no,
and that's
well,
it.
I will say this: my son's a huge Patriots fan because he loves Tom Brady because he loves the goodness and wholeness of a Tom Brady.
Lance doesn't like your son.
Does he?
The wholesomeness that is Tom
Does
Brady.
He?
Yes, he loves. He loves
with
Brady.
Kids.
He's
it's like, different
no,
when you
he
start
respects
off.
The greatness that is.
But when did
he
start?
He's a Texan fan. But
yeah.
he loves the Patriots
when
because of Brady.
When he is 10 or 12?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm talking about grown-ass people who are like, I'm the biggest Patriots fan in the world. When I see people or hear people, I'm changing fan allegiances. Who should I go to now? Like, I'm on to them now. What do you mean you're on to them now?
Well,
you're born
John,
into it.
You're a grown man, and when you moved here.
Your regional or your born?
Yeah, he came in Houston.
All Houston.
Yeah, it's regional. Grown what do you ass think? Man. Dell's making terrible points.
He moved here.
These are literally the worst points.
He was
you've
a grown
made.
Man who was rooting for other teams.
He worked in Houston, so he's a Houston fan. That's so, respectable. I'm talking about people who only cheer for championships.
Yeah. Don't. You so can't what? Put that on me. I wouldn't put that on you.
But the concern over what another team, man or woman roots for,
no.
I don't get it.
Bandwagon.
Well, because
I don't care. People who are bandwagon. You don't have to care. I do. Why are you all? Why are you all in my business?
That's why I said why I don't
my,
get it.
Why are you trying to get into my head?
I don't want to be on my games.
I'm not a fan of the bandwagon jumpers who only want it to be good.
I don't even care.
Exactly.
I don't care what they do.
I don't.
You know what? As long as they spend money,
I want to spin out of a. Into a ditch somewhere and not be able to get out. And then get a hammer, and then get bags of hammers thrown on them.
What if someone wanted to
rent? I'll take it all the way.
What if somebody wanted, a bandwagon fan wanted to rent your house? Then what?
I mean, then we can talk.
Oh, see?
Okay. What if they put Patriots flags
all over your
and
house?
And LeBron posters.
I wouldn't like it, but for one low monthly price, I don't have to see it.
No.
Because Renter's Warehouse can handle all that stuff.
You can't go back there anymore because you're renting it.
I can say, hey, let me tell you what. And they'll say, Lance, what do you want your now I can maybe triple my deposit.
You could.
Just to make sure they don't patriotize it. And I'm not renting people. But here's the thing. They also will make sure to do background checks in case there's an Eagles
fan.
They do background checks and they're like, Lance, here are the four people that want to rent your home. One of them is an Eagles fan. And I'm going to say, give it to the LeBron fan. I'm not renting to an Eagles fan.
No, because it'll burn the house.
Yeah, they'll burn everything down.
They will vet. And guess what? You get to choose
who's
going
to
live in
your house. You don't rent to Eagles
fans. You don't have to. No, you don't have to. No, because you're going to have the option.
And Michigan State. Nope.
Nope.
Those are burners.
No.
Big Ten fans are burners.
No.
No.
The couch will be burning in the middle of your house. Don't do it.
Lance, your patio furniture's all gone.
All you got to do is call Renter's Warehouse and get the party started, and you get to pick the person that's going to live in your. And it's an average of 17 days to rent out your home, as opposed to selling it, which can take months, even years, to sell your home. What I need you to do is call 713-224-RENT, 713-224-RENT, or renterswarehouse.com. You will love dealing with Rich Drake and all the great people over at renterswarehouse.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I know you.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Say, I don't even know your name.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station.